California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order this week to stop what he calls predatory real estate investors from taking advantage of wildfire victims. The order makes it illegal for anyone to make an unsolicited offer on property for an amount less than the fair market value. In areas impacted by the Palisades and Eaton fires for the next 3 months, Newsom says the ban comes after hearing from people in the community who've received unwelcome and unfair offers. This predatory behavior is disgusting at the best of times. And of course, here in the midst of this tragedy and scale, it's disgraceful. So we're going to hold those folks accountable. The Los Angeles area remains under a state of emergency, which means the order took effect immediately as it was announced Tuesday. Those who fail to comply can get up to a year in prison, a $5,000 fine, or both. The ban, which is modeled after a similar order made by Hawaii Governor Josh Green for the Lahaina wildfires, is getting some criticism. Senator Ted Cruz posted to X, "Now, Dem politicians are making it harder for those devastated by the wildfires to sell their destroyed properties. This will only hurt the victims." Newsom responded to Cruz, "Our executive order doesn't prevent anyone from selling their property. It prohibits scammers from making unsolicited offers to buy property for pennies on the dollar. The disaster left homeowners with several questions about insurance coverage. State Farm reversed its initial plan to cancel hundreds of policies for homes in the Palisades over the summer to avoid financial failure. Now offering renewals for policyholders in the LA area, AccuWeather estimates the total damage and economic loss from the wildfires is at least $250 billion.